A woman named Trina comes to a church leader after a painful family betrayal. She says, "I am angry. I feel foolish. I trusted them, and they used me." The leader feels uncomfortable with her anger, so he says, "Well, we all have something to be thankful for. Maybe you should focus on that." Trina nods politely, but inside, she feels corrected instead of cared for. This is what happens when thankfulness becomes pressure. Gratitude is a holy practice, but when used too quickly, it can become a way of silencing lament. The leader may not intend harm, but the person hears, "Your pain is too much. Your grief is inconvenient. Your anger is not welcome here." Christian gratitude discernment teaches a better way. First, name the pain. Second, invite lament. Third, ask permission before exploring gratitude. Fourth, distinguish hope from denial. Scripture gives us language for honest pain. Psalm 13 begins, "How long, Yahweh, will you forget me forever?" That is not shallow positivity. That is covenant honesty. But Psalm 13 also ends with trust. "But I trust in your loving kindness. My heart rejoices in your salvation." The psalm does not rush from pain to praise. It brings pain into the presence of God until trust can be held again. Ministry Sciences observes that people often need their experience validated before they can receive guidance. When leaders skip validation, people may shut down, withdraw, or feel spiritually shamed. The gospel gives us the deepest reason we can lament honestly. Jesus Christ meets us in truth. He does not ask us to pretend the cross did not hurt before we celebrate the resurrection. What harms? Just be thankful. Other people have it worse. God has a reason, so don't be sad. You need to get over this. What helps? That sounds painful. What was hardest about that? Would it be helpful to pray honestly about this? Can we notice one sign of God's grace without pretending this was okay? A leader does not need to fear lament. Lament is often the doorway to deeper faith. When someone is grieving, angry, or wounded, gratitude should not be a gag over the soul. Gratitude should be a gentle invitation, offered at the right time with consent after the pain has been honored. Christian leaders must remember, thankfulness becomes pressure when it is used to avoid sorrow, but thankfulness becomes worship when it rises from a heart that has been allowed to tell the truth before God.